Chapter 12.
That went way better than I'd expected, I admitted as we all walked through the back entrance of Ada's nightclub. All things considered, at least.
How bad did you expect it to go?
Naomi chuckled.
Because two of your employees literally just assaulted Janine's mentor, who came to your lounge to kill you because he thought you were a violent murderer.
That's why I said all things considered. It could have actually gone much, much worse than getting some good intel and then sending him away in an Uber.
I still don't think he fully believes you're innocent,
Janine said and pursed her lips.
I've known Hansen for a long time, and I know when he's trying to save face. He does it all the time when he's talking to the dean.
I honestly don't care if he thinks I'm innocent or not, I shrugged. I mainly just wanted him off my tail because we already had a shit ton of stuff on our plate. Having a crazy paranormal archaeologist chasing me around trying to capture me was the last thing I needed. The four of us headed back up the stairs, where we saw Leah and Val were both still chilling on the leather couch as they watched the flat-screen TV on the wall before them. Or, at least, Leah was watching TV. Val was passed out cold.
She was tired,
Leah whispered when she saw us approach.
Plus, I figured this made my job a lot easier. Val's not gonna hulk out while she's asleep.
Unless she has a nightmare. Then her adrenaline would get pumping and she would probably transform unconsciously.
The color drained from Leah's face as her mouth twisted into a frown, and her eyes got as wide as saucers. She definitely hadn't thought of that scenario, however unlikely it might have been.
Should I wake her up?
The polywarm woman gulped. Yeah, we need to wake her up anyways. We've got a lot to talk about.
Hey, Val.
Leah whispered as she leaned over and gave her friend a gentle shake.
Wakey, wakey.
Valerie's green eyes fluttered open, and she let out a long yawn as she sat up and stretched her arms up above her head. She smacked her lips a few times as she looked around at the five of us in the room, and then she twisted her head around until it gave a satisfying crack.
Does transforming always make you this tired?
Val asked as her emerald eyes locked with mine. At first. You get way more used to it the more it happens, though.
Great. That means I just have to put my friends and innocent people in danger a couple more times in order to beat my narcolepsy. Thank you, Keck. Or Newt, or whoever the fuck turned me into this monster.
It was Keck. Dr. Hansen was very sure it was Keck.
You talked to Dr. Hansen?
Leah asked as she blinked at me.
I thought he was trying to kill you.
He was. Like I said, you two missed a whole lot by staying in here. Naomi, Janine, Ada, and I spent the next 30 minutes filling in Val and Leah about what had just transpired outside. We told them about Hansen getting taken hostage, as well as his theories about were-creatures and how we could find Newt. When we got to the part about Newt potentially living in the abandoned subway, Val's eyes lit up with glee.
I've heard of that place,
she declared with a smile.
One of the women in my ethics class mentioned it on one of our urban exploring adventures. Is that when you and a bunch of people from your class went down into the subway to smoke pot without getting caught?
Leah scoffed.
We were urban exploring.
So you've been in a different part of the subway system. Was it the kind of place a were-turtle would be hanging out?
Definitely.
The brunette nodded.
I saw so many rats and bugs while we were just sitting there. It would be an all-you-can-eat buffet for a were-creature, especially if it was nearly free of human disturbance. It'll actually be a little nostalgic to be back in one of those tunnels.
I hate to be the one to break it to you, I shook my head. But you're not going, Val.
What? Why not?
Because it's way too dangerous. Putting you in stressful situations like this is just asking for you to transform, which is the last thing we need when we're locked in a life-or-death battle with another nearly indestructible were-turtle.
I can help, though,
Val mumbled.
You said you could help me learn how to control my transformations, right?
Not in the next few hours. We're going after Newt tonight so he doesn't get another chance to stop by the lounge and fuck things up.
Okay, so maybe I can't control my transformations quite yet.
Valerie continued with a huff.
That doesn't mean I should be sidelined completely. I can still be a valuable asset to this mission.
Come on, Valerie. You know I love you, but it would be pretty risky to take you along.
It would be even more risky to leave me here alone, wouldn't it?
Val crossed her arms over her chest and smirked. No? I raised an eyebrow as I tried to figure out her angle. It would be much, much safer for you.
Oh, for me, definitely.
She continued.
But not for the patrons of Ada's nightclub, or for all of this expensive, fragile property. What happens if I stub my toe or something, get pissed off, and then transform? I could probably bring this entire building to the ground before you had a chance to get back here and stop me, if you even could. Son of a bitch, she's right.
Ada admitted and clicked her tongue.
We still aren't sure exactly how much external stimuli Valerie needs to cause the transformation, and leaving her here alone would be quite foolish.
So would taking her with us into battle?
Probably.
Val shrugged.
But at least I could be useful in battle. Think about it.
If I accidentally transform when you're fighting Newt, then I can wreak havoc on the underground subway channels and maybe even hurt the guy in the process. If I'm here, though, bye-bye insurance policy.
Ada grumbled as she looked over at me.
Oh, we should take her along, love.
What if one of you guys stayed behind and watched her?
No way!
Janine argued.
You heard, Hansen. This is going to be a really, really tough fight. And you're gonna need all of us by your side. Plus, what the hell happens if Val transforms while you're gone? Do you think one of us alone would really be enough to stop her?
No, I conceded after a moment. I suppose not. Fine, you can come along, Valerie. Just please try to keep yourself calm. Actually, we're gonna go over some Zen breathing exercises in the car ride over, okay?
Fine by me.
Val said with a nod.
I needed to discover my inner Zen side anyways, threat of the were-turtle transformation notwithstanding.
So what is the plan, Carter?
Naomi asked.
Because we really, really have to be careful in how we approach this one.
Tell me about it. I agreed as I ran a hand through my hair. You saw how strong and aggressive Valerie was in her were-turtle form. If this guy is able to pin us down or even get a hand on us for an extended period of time, let's just say we're gonna have a bad time.
And I am useless in this fight. None of my magic will work on Newt.
You found a good workaround for that earlier. Just do it again.
Great. So I can break a few harmless bricks over the creature's head and piss him off even more. I can't wait.
Hansen said a were-turtle's skin is next to impenetrable. I reminded everyone. But not completely impossible to break through. We just have to figure out a way to crack through its outer layer.
I really wish we had like a diamond-tipped drill right about now. That would probably do the trick.
Or even some dynamite or a grenade. I know he's got thick skin, but there's no way it's thick enough to protect him against a massive point-blank explosion. At least, I don't think.
Are you joking?
Ada snorted.
If anything, the shrapnel from the grenade would bounce right off his flesh and come back at us. I think anything short of a Death Star-esque laser isn't going to do a lick of good.
We have to try, I reminded my friends. If not, that son of a bitch is going to keep coming back to threaten us. And who knows how desperate he'll become once we've kicked his ass a few times. We can't let him walk around like he rules the city. Especially not when we have the perfect opportunity to launch a surprise attack.
A surprise attack is useless without the attack part, though.
Naomi teased.
And everything we can think up is countered by the were-turtle's thick skin and anti-magic abilities. This dude seems harder to kill than Jason Voorhees.
What did you all do to finally knock me out? How did you get me to stop?
I trailed off, so I didn't embarrass the woman. We...
Carter, Naomi, and I knocked you on your ass.
Leah interjected in a matter-of-fact tone.
It was actually kind of funny watching you lay there flailing about with your stubby little arms.
Can I make fun of her tongue?
Valerie asked, as her green eyes narrowed at her friend.
Please tell me we're allowed to make fun of her tongue.
Don't be embarrassed.
Leah continued.
You're a turtle, so it's only natural that would be the best way to defeat you. You see, if you're anything like a box turtle or a regular snapping turtle, all your mass is distributed in your shell, so...
I get it.
Val lifted a hand.
Honestly, I don't even care if that's a weakness I have. You shouldn't be worried, love. It took all of our combined powers just to knock you slightly off your feet. I doubt there are too many enemies out there who would actually be strong enough to do that.
But we know we can. I felt a smile spread across my lips as the words escaped. We put Val on her back, so why couldn't we do that with Newt?
It would probably be much easier, too,
Janine said as she adjusted her glasses.
If we're down in the old subway tunnels, there's a ton of room to move around, and Newt in his were-turtle form is a very large, lumbering beast.
Which means we can easily beat him through agility alone. We just have to be faster than the bastard and not let ourselves get caught in his jaws or by his punches. Trust me when I say those things hurt like a bitch.
I hate to be the asshole here,
Naomi said as she raised her hand.
But we get Newt knocked back on his ass, and then what? That still doesn't solve the issue of his frickin' diamond skin or the fact he's immune to my magic.
Okay, so this is gonna sound crazy,
Leah suggested as her blue eyes grew wide.
Naomi might not be able to hurt him with her spells directly, and throwing rocks and shit at the were-turtle doesn't do much. But what if... And hear me out first before you say no. What if we used your magic to bring down the entire tunnel on Newt's head?
The entire tunnel?
Naomi gulped.
I don't know if I'm quite that powerful yet.
You don't have to be, I said as Leah's idea began to permeate in my brain. All you would have to do is weaken the structural support portions of the tunnel, and then I could bring them down with my Werepanther strength.
I could probably help, too,
Val suggested.
If I turned, I could use my strength to break up the concrete, which would make the process go much quicker.
That's too risky, I shook my head. Having you transform for even a second might turn the tides in Newt's favor, since we would have to worry about fighting off two were-turtles instead of one.
Hold on, love.
Ada said with a curious frown.
Why does Valerie need to turn? You're still super strong when you're in your human form. I'd know, considering you can still pull yourself out of the warm, tight vise that sits between my legs.
That's a bit TMI, Ada.
Janine gasped as a blush crept into her face and her mouth twisted downward.
Though, you might be right. Have you ever read anything about were-turtles retaining their powers in their human forms?
Leah asked the redhead.
Who the fuck needs to research? We literally have a living specimen right here. Just ever try to punch concrete or something.
And break my hand if I'm wrong? No way.
Then I got an idea. Punch me, I said to the brunette beauty.
What?
Valerie said as she blinked at me in surprise. Punch me. If you have your were-turtle strength, I'm going to end up all the way on the other side of the room. If not, then it will just kind of sting for a hot second. Either way, your hand doesn't get hurt. Ada said in a sing-songy voice.
If we're going to try that, could we maybe do this in the back parking lot? I'm sure the insurance company is already annoyed by all the damage they have to cover in the showers. And I don't want to break anything else before we open.
Someone could see us in the parking lot,
Janine pointed out.
There should be enough room on the dance floor for Carter to get knocked around without breaking anything.
Fine with me, I shrugged and then looked back at Val. What do you think? You want to go outside and hit me?
That's insane. Get used to it.
Naomi joked as she ran a hand through her black and red hair.
This sort of shit happens all the time around this crew.
It'll be fine. I promised as I stood up and walked toward the stairs. Worst case scenario is you hit me hard and maybe I have a bruise for a day or two.
If you say so.
The mocha-skinned beauty conceded as she stood up to follow.
I just don't want to cause any more damage.
I appreciate that, love.
Ada chuckled as she placed her hand on Valerie's shoulder.
Just please make sure you knock him into something that looks cheap and easily replaceable.
I'll do my best.
That's all I'm asking.
The succubus winked, and then she began toward the stairs. My friends and I all made our way down onto the first level of Ada's nightclub, and the entire place was eerily quiet and dark, with all of its neon lights turned off and not a single body out on the dance floor or around the bar. When not in use, Ada's club felt like it might have been seen on one of those abandoned building Urban Explorer videos, just because of the strange vibes it gives off. The six of us moved to the center of the room and out onto the sleek black dance floor beneath us. Then Valerie and I walked away from our friends and off to the right, where there was practically nothing around for several dozen feet. This should be as good of a place as any, I said. Just try not to hit me too hard, okay? I think if you hold back a little and you do retain your super strength, we can avoid me getting thrown into those fancy new tables that Ada bought, okay?
I don't think I'll be hitting you very hard,
Val said with a shake of her head.
If anything, I'm probably going to hurt my own hand when I punch that chiseled jaw of yours.
Come on, Val, I smirked. You're way stronger than that.
So what?
The brunette trailed off.
I count down from three and then hit you in the face?
Maybe the stomach? There's a lot more body fat down there to absorb the blow, plus not as many vital organs.
Your chest cavity has the most vital organs in your entire body!
Yeah, but if she hits me too hard in the face, I could lose an eye or something. At least this way an injury would be internal.
As if that's so much better!
Leah rolled her eyes.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Valerie asked one last time.
I'm starting to get the feeling this isn't the brightest idea.
Just do it, I urged as I planted my feet and took a deep breath. Hit me in the stomach as hard as you can.
Carter!
Val whimpered as her heart rate began to increase. It'll be all right. Just do it.
Okay.
Val finally nodded.
One, two...
Actually, don't count down. I interjected at the last second. I'll tense up and won't absorb the punch very well if I know exactly when it's coming.
If you say so.
Val's emerald eyes stared deep into my soul for a few seconds before, finally, she took a quick step forward and slammed her fist right into my stomach. There was a fleshy thud from the impact, followed immediately by a wave of white-hot pain through my midsection. I let out a grunt as my body was knocked backward, and my shoes squeaked against the shiny black dance floor as I slid. My body came to a stop about 10 feet from Val, and I let out a soft, amused chuckle. That's definitely some enhanced strength, I said through gritted teeth. I'm gonna be feeling that one in the morning.
I'm sorry.
Val apologized as she ran over and placed her hand against my stomach.
I told you this was a bad idea.
No pain, no gain, I said with a wink. And in this case, the gain was totally worth it.
So she's like you,
Janine said as she slid her glasses up the bridge of her nose.
Her abilities are still present when she's human, but they're muted. Still enhanced above a normal human's, but much less than what a full-on were-turtle would have.
I wonder if that means she's still immune to magic. Even as a human, It would be really good to know with the creature from the Black Lagoon out there.
Let's find out, I said, as I took a few steps away from Val. If you're cool with it, that is.
We need to figure out my limits.
Val said with a shrug, and then she turned to Naomi and gave the witch a half smile.
Do your worst.
I'm just going to pick you up gently with my spell. Sheesh.
We all watched as the witch's hands lit up with silver ethereal magic, and then she placed her palms flat against each other. Next, Naomi held her hands out in front of her body, and a single large beam shot out across the dance floor and embraced Valerie with its glowing embrace. The witch moved her arms upward and instantly let out a gasp of surprise. Her brow furrowed and the muscles in her face scrunched up as her eyes narrowed. Then Naomi began to growl as Val's body was lifted about 3 feet into the air.
So, the spells can work if they're human,
Ada declared as she clapped her hands together.
I don't know if I'd say they work,
Naomi grumbled through gritted teeth, and then she finally cut off her spell.
This is taking me way more effort than normal, and I only barely got her off the ground.
Val dropped down into a crouch as she hit the ground, but the brunette didn't seem discouraged. She simply flipped her hair out of her eyes as she stood back to her feet, placed her hands on her hips, and smiled. Maybe you can use your magic on Newt after all. As long as he's in human form, of course. Suddenly, Janine let out a short squeal of glee, and we all looked at her with perplexed expressions.
You know what this means, right?
What? I cocked an eyebrow. That we might stand a chance in this fight if we find a way to boost Naomi's powers?
Not necessarily.
Janine shook her head.
Think about it, Carter. If Val's strength and ability to fend off magic attacks is weakened by her being in her human form, then what about her flesh?
It's probably weakened, too. Although Newt did shrug off a few of my hits. Then again, I was in my human form. I really do think Val seemed tougher in her were-turtle body than Newt did in his human one, which means a were-turtle might not be as invulnerable as they pretend to be.
Please tell me we're not going to test that theory yet.
We won't. But this could be huge, which makes it all the more important that we try to catch this asshole off guard. If we give him a chance to transform, this whole plan goes down the shitter.
The transformation only takes a few seconds, which means he can pretty much go full were-turtle the second he catches wind of our approach.
Then we can't get caught. And even more importantly, this means we'll probably only get one shot to kill Newt.
What are you suggesting, then? We've thrown out, like, 3 different plans.
Probably a bit from all of them. If we get into the place, then maybe you can hold Newt in the air with your magic, while the rest of us fuck up the structural integrity of the tunnels. All it would take is a few important beams here and there, and we could bring the roof down on this asshole's head.
We have to be careful, though. If we bring down too much of the tunnel, we'll just be killing ourselves as well.
That's why we're only going to take out a small targeted section. If we strategically knock over a certain set of concrete pillars, it should only bring down part of the roof. Hopefully the part Newt's standing under.
So, I'd ensnare the guy right as you fuck up the tunnel.
And then hopefully a massive portion of the ceiling will come down on his head. And with him being in human form and all, that might just do the trick and pull Newt out of the picture once and for all.
I'm no engineer, but that certainly sounds like a plan. And one I could get behind, for sure. So, now we just have to find Newt,
Leah added.
Where do we start? The section of tunnels that's never been found?
That's the perfect place to start, I nodded. If nobody knows where it is, then it'd make a great place for a shady, slimy asshole like him to hide out.
Which brings me to the next question. Nobody knows where this place is. Urban explorers have talked about this section of tunnels for years, to the point where it's almost like a local legend among them. If those people can't find it, then how in the hell are we going to?
I thought you'd never ask, I said with a wide grin. We're going to have to ask for a little help from our friends, particularly the ones who know the city really well, even better than its residents.
I'm not following.
Val shook her head. I need to talk to the local vermin, I said with a playful snort. And Leah may need to pull a repeat of her mating call if we want to talk to any of the amphibians. One thing is for sure, and that is right now we need all the help we can fucking get. If it meant turning to frickin' rats and pigeons as our salvation, then so be it.